Now, the Wellness Hour with Cheryl Goh.
Hello and welcome to the Wellness Hour with me, Cheryl Goh. Now, today we want to talk about eczema, which is one of those conditions that can be frustratingly persistent. It comes and goes, it flares without warning. And for a lot of families, the biggest question is always the same. How do you soothe sensitive skin, eczema-prone skin safety, especially over the long term? Now, today we're going to look at a local science-led effort called Serich, a non-steroidal moisturizing cream that's developed right here in Singapore, and what it takes to turn a health problem into a product that people can actually use with confidence. And just last month, the team brought Serich to Singapore Polytechnic's Open House 2026, where visitors got to try the cream and even do a skin moisturizing analysis on the spot. So today, to talk to us more about this and the science behind the collaboration, we have Jessie Tong, who is Deputy Director at the School of Chemical and Life Sciences and Centre for the Consumer Chemicals Technology Centre, Singapore Polytechnic. And also Raja Lechumi Velu Kuti, who is Lead Research Scientist at the Department of Technology, Innovation and Enterprise at Singapore Polytechnic. And they join me both now in the studio. Jessie, Raja, welcome to the Wellness Hour.
Hello.
Good to have you guys. Yeah. Okay, Jessie, let's start with you. For listeners who haven't dealt with it personally, tell us what eczema is and what are the biggest myths you still hear about this condition here in Singapore? Yeah.
Eczema is essentially a condition where the skin barrier is weakened, and I often describe our skin as a protective wall. When that wall develops tiny cracks, moisture tends to escape and irritants can easily get in. That's when people experience dryness, redness, itching, and even flare-ups. It's not contagious and not because of poor hygiene. That's one of the biggest myths we still hear. Another misconception is that it only affects children, but many adults also can suffer from eczema. And for many people, it's more than just a skin issue. The constant itching and discomfort can affect sleep, confidence, and even daily activities. So it's really about improving quality of life, not just treating dry skin.
Yeah, and you're right. I love what you said about it's not about bad hygiene. It's just something that they can't control, right?
Yes.
So Jessie, when people say that, you know, my eczema has flared up, what tends to drive that? Is it stress? And what do you wish people would stop doing that would perhaps make it worse?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when someone says their eczema has flared up, it usually means the skin barrier has been triggered. So common triggers could include stress, weather changes such as heat and humidity, or even the use of personal care products such as harsh soaps or fragrance products. Sometimes people think they need to be clean, and the more when the eczema flares, they can actually strip the skin further if they continually wash and make it worse. So one thing I really hope when people suffer from eczema and they are suffering from a flare-up, that they can limit the use of cleansing, maybe use a gentle cleanser, more moisturizer and barrier repair. These are key.
Yeah, and that's the problem, right? Overwashing can actually make the condition worse.
Although that's right.
People naturally would think it's the solution.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
So it's good that we are, you know, helping to educate some of our listeners today. Also, Jessie, steroid creams come up a lot in eczema conversations, and also there's steroids fear. So what are people most worried about?
So steroid creams are often prescribed to control inflammation during eczema. And when used correctly under medical supervision, they are generally safe and effective. The concern we often hear about are side effects like skin thinning or dependency. So those risks usually happen with prolonged or unsupervised use, and not when steroids are used properly for short periods as prescribed. So safe use really means the right strength, the right duration, and applied only on affected areas, preferably guided by a healthcare professional. So alongside medical treatment, consistent barrier care helps reduce flare-ups and the need for frequent steroid use.
Can I ask what happens if there's an overuse of steroids?
There could be, as mentioned earlier, there could be dependency on using steroids, and then there is skin thinning. Yeah.
Okay, so always have to use it in moderation.
Moderation, yes.
Okay, tell us also about the shift towards steroid-free choices, Jessie.
So, steroid-free choices are driven by both science and consumer concerns. Scientifically, we now have effective non-steroidal options that support barrier repair and inflammation control. But the shift is largely influenced by consumer anxiety about steroid side effects and information shared online, which has increased demand for gentler, long-term solutions.
Okay. Raji, thanks for standing by. We have time to bring you into this conversation. Let's get into what non-steroid actually means realistically. Tell us first what that means.
Yeah. So for the non-steroid, it's actually a moisturizer for the eczema-prone skin. The main goal are to support the skin barrier, improve hydration, reduce itchiness, and calm the mild inflammation. So this means a strengthening the lipid barrier, which commonly we use ingredients that can mimic our skin, such as a ceramide and fatty acid. And by providing long-lasting moisture and use of the soothing or anti-inflammatory ingredients.
Okay, so when you're developing this moisturizer for eczema-prone skin, what are you actually trying to support and what's a realistic expectation for a product like this?
Yeah, so for the realistic expectation of such product, right, it's actually help to manage the symptoms and reduce the triggers that cause for the skin itchiness and all that, and improve the comfort. But it won't replace the prescription steroid during the acute flare-ups. So it's best position such product as a maintenance and supportive care product rather than a treatment for severe inflammation.
So is it to be used alongside the, let's say, a steroid cream?
Yes, actually for the steroid, many they use for the during the, you know, severe inflammation.
Yeah.
But to prevent that to that stage, right, they can use this kind of product for long-term skin health.
So this is like kind of like in between the flare-up situation where you just want to still protect and
reduce the triggers.
Yeah. Okay, okay, understand. So with Serich specifically, what were the scientific must-haves that you were aiming for from the start?
Yeah, so from the start, what we aim is that from the scientific perspective is the high barrier support, which can give you a strong hydration and lipid replenishment for the compromised skin. Second is the low irritation risk, which to minimize the skin irritation for the compromised skin or sensitive skin. And also excellent stability, where both formula and microbiological stability without any harsh preservatives. And finally, you have to have a comfortable texture, non-sticky, fast-absorbing, and suiting on the damaged skin.
Mm. And when would be the best time to apply Serich? Is it like after a shower or...?
Okay, there's no specific, the usage guideline for this. So basically, you can apply in the morning or night. Mm. And then whenever it's required, whenever your skin is dried or you feel itchy, you can apply this to give a soothing for yourself.
Okay. And also, Serich talks about being microbiome friendly, Raji. Tell us what this means in practical terms.
Yeah, microbiome is a very hot topic now. So when we call as a product is a microbiome friendly means, they're actually designed to support and not to disrupt the skin natural microbiome balance. So all our skin, we have natural microbes on our skin, which is very good for our skin. Mm-hmm. So by adding too much of products, right, it can kill the natural microbes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, it's best to avoid any harsh preservative and surfactants and use only a gentle skin-compatible ingredients. This will help to support long-term skin health.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we want to kind of, it's like, coexist with the microbiome.
Right.
We don't want to like eliminate it or damage it.
Yeah,
right?
So you still want to preserve the good bacteria on your skin.
Yeah, you still want it to allow it to be there. Like wipe it out immediately.
True.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Now, Jessie, talk to us about the partnership itself. So when Serich came to Singapore Poly, what made this the kind of project that you wanted to take on, and how does a project like this kind of reflect SP's role in healthcare innovation?
Okay. I'm not sure if you know, but in SP, we have a Consumer Chemicals Technology Centre.
Oh, okay.
And this centre is actually a Beauty and Personal Care Centre of Innovation. We are appointed by Enterprise Singapore. So our aim is actually to help companies, especially local companies, to develop products so that they can thrive, whether they commercialize products locally or internationally. So when Sarich approached Singapore Polytechnic, it stood out as a project with real clinical relevance and strong societal impact, supporting people with eczema-prone and sensitive skin through science-led non-steroidal solutions. So it aligned closely with our role in healthcare innovation, translating research into practical, safe and effective products. We work closely with industry, addressing their real pain points and consumer needs. So this project reflects our commitment to applied R&D, interdisciplinary collaboration, and delivering solutions that improve everyday health and quality of life.
Okay, so it's you're looking at a real world practical solution for consumers, right?
That's
right. They can value add or make them feel better in this case. Okay, Raji, there's always tension between what people want, like fast relief, clean labels, gentle ingredients, and what science can actually realistically and responsibly promise, right? So how do you balance consumer expectations with evidence, especially when it comes to sensitive skin, which can be triggered by so many things?
Good questions. So actually, when we talk about the tension, right, so the balance comes from being honest, evidence-based, and user-focused. So we design product to be as gentle, safe, and effective as possible, but we avoid over-promising, especially for sensitive or compromised skin. So we focus on what science can reliably support, for example, build the barrier repair, hydration, and soothing, while clearly communicating that some conditions still require medical treatment. So building trust means aligning consumer expectation with what the product can responsibly deliver.
Okay, so yeah, always trying to be, strike that fine balance, but at the same time still achieve your end goal, which is to provide that soothing effect for consumers. Jesse, so Sarich also leans into sustainability, which is great. So you're talking about refillable packaging, responsible sourcing, which, usually would cost more in the production process. So why do you think it's worth doing this harder, more expensive route, especially if it's a product that people may use long term?
Sustainability is worth the extra effort because long term impact matters as much as immediate results. So for a product that people use daily, like Sarich, responsible sourcing and refillable packaging reduce environmental footprint and support ethical practices, which resonates with conscious consumers. It also aligns with the brand values, showing that effective, safe skincare doesn't have to come at the planet's expense, and it helps build trust and loyalty over the long term.
Okay, so it's worth the investment, lah.
Definitely,
would say.
Yes.
Okay, so this is for the both of you, because now that you've experienced firsthand the SP Open House and you've let people try the products, you met a younger crowd, I understand. So poly students and even their parents who came along. Who was most curious about Sarich on the ground?
Yeah. At the SP Open House, the curiosity about Sarich came from both science-minded students and the general public. So especially for students, they were naturally interested in the formulation science, microbiome-friendly approach, and how barrier repair works. While parents and the general public, they were drawn to practical benefit, for example, for eczema-prone and sensitive skin, as well as the safety and sustainability. So the feedback we heard most often, right, they appreciate for the gentle, non-steroidal option and the interest in how it supports long-term skin health.
Okay. And Jesse, do you have anything to add? What did you observe from the interactions that people had with the product?
Most of the time when it's something you can touch, feel and see, it generates quite a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that the cream was created locally, that drew a little bit of attention and curiosity.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to support a local product as well. So I understand that Sarich has a website, sarich.sg. Where else can people find the product?
So they also are selling at the Changi Airport. There's a pharmaceutical company.
Is it in the beauty section?
Yes, or? Yes. Okay, it's in the near to the beauty section. Yeah.
Okay. So,
they can also look from there, or they can purchase directly from the online website.
Okay. So at the moment, not at retail stores.
Yes.
Okay. But hopefully soon, right? Because if you roll it out more, people get more exposure to it. Okay, ladies, some final thoughts before we wrap up today. How do you hope Serich will, you know, benefit people in the long run? Your own thoughts, Jesse, let's start with you.
I hope that Serich as a company would actually develop more such products, maybe not limited to just eczema, but more than that, and address the skin conditions that we face in our tropical climate that is a bit different from what other countries face that has four seasons. So I think a lot more can be done by our local companies and for our Asian consumers.
Yeah, yes. I love what you said because you're right. The climate plays such an important role in terms of the products that we use. We shouldn't be using products that are geared to people who are living in colder, drier climates, right?
Yes.
Okay, Raji, how about you? Final thoughts?
Yeah, the final thought is actually the emotion for the Serich is there because it was developed by a father of two young children who are actually suffering from the eczema condition. So his motive to come up with such product is to, you know, for long-term application and to avoid any side effect. So we hope that Serich can benefit by many people, especially for young children and also adults, from using, dependent on using of the steroid, but they can use a long-term usage of the moisturizer to prevent it.
Yeah. Always love a made in Singapore product, proudly made in Singapore, Singapore represents. So thank you both for coming on the show and sharing more about this very amazing Singapore development. We've been speaking today to Jesse Tong, Deputy Director at the School of Chemical and Life Sciences and Center Director for the Consumer Chemicals Technology Center, Singapore Polytechnic, and also Raja Lechumi Velu Kuti, who is Lead Research Scientist at the Department of Technology, Innovation and Enterprise, also from Singapore Polytechnic. Thank you so much, and I wish you and Serich all the very best.
Thank you,
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. This is the Wellness Hour on CNA 938.